on a call with me from Buffalo, New York City, is the one and only Ziggy Alberts, who not only has a new single out, but also a new book. Ziggy, hello.
Hello, my darling. Good to talk to you again.
I mean, I said this before, it's always good to talk to you. And I feel like you are forever creating, like all the time.
I think that is the fortunate side effect of having a lot of voices in my head and trying to make do of something with them.
Good. Okay. Well, I mean, you know what? You inspire me because I'm struggling to even journal at this point in 2024. So you have a new single, which means new work, new body of work, new music, but also a new book of poetry. One, your previous one I loved. This one's called Sun Memos. Tell me a little bit about this one before we get into the new single.
Yeah, so this whole poetry thing, I mean, feeding timing to talk because I'm on tour at the moment. Started as a bit of a side project of mindfulness with brainwaves, and Sun Memos has been in the wings for so long. Like, I actually, to be honest, finished it like a couple of years ago. I've just been so busy with world tours, going to South Africa 2 times in that period, and just we managed to get it across the line just before this tour. Because I'm using the poetry in shows now, so to be able to have some of those poems from the show that are in the book, it kind of ties together the whole piece. And Sun Memos, I think, is a really nice follow-up to Brainwaves. It's like a similar theme, but certainly different. Brainwaves is very like mellow, and I find Sun Memos is a little, it's a bit more tongue-in-cheek, and it's a bit more it's a little more frenetic, but not like in a negative way. It's just, it's different, which I always like to try and follow up with something that may be the same theme, but it's not just a copy.
How do you decide what goes into a body of work? For poetry and what goes on to an album or an EP or becomes a single.
So I think the poetry is often perhaps born out of single thoughts or like, often I like mindfulness. It's like an introspective thing, whereas the music's more an extroverted thing or something that's an outward expression. And there is overlap from time to time, but I guess maybe songs are like full stories, but the beautiful thing about poems is they can be like short stories. And yeah, there's I mean, I won't give it away, but like there's, you know, things that next time I speak, you'll be like, I can see how you didn't have that in the song and why it's remaining quietly in chapter two, you know, like there's some fun things in there for people to discover for themselves.
I'm excited. I love this. I'm excited. Do you ever feel exposed? Do you ever feel vulnerable putting so much of yourself out there?
Yeah, I mean, like for example, I tried to wear shoes for a while on stage recently. And everyone boycotted it, and so now I'm like back on feetfinders.com, and yeah, I am feeling like my feet are exposed. As far as my emotions, it's so, maybe sometimes, but equally, I think it's like your own music and poetry, or poetry and music, is like it's like we all want to be understood. I think largely we want to be understood, at least by people close to us. And I think that it's such an intense experience bearing yourself through poetry or on stage. It's like one of the few times that, like, I think it's an opportunity to be yourself. So not it I find it's if it's such an intense situation that you've got to be, it's an opportunity to be yourself. And so for where it could feel exposing, I also find it to be incredibly liberating, because I mean, to be understood, to at least have a chance of being understood by people for like who you are, as a gift, you know. And that's what music, that's what poetry can be. And so it's daunting and exciting, and it's risque to do, but when it's your choice, you feel it's more liberating than exposed, I think.
Thank you for that. Or the where do we get the link for the Feet Finder? Where's the Feet Finder link
So
for
head to feetfinders.com/
the
Ziggy's feet.
Ziggy's feet? Love.
Actually don't know if it does exist on there, but Jesus, if it does, then we can follow up with that in another conversation.
Oh no, then we're gonna have to, because we're gonna have to get your bank account tied to that, because that's not fair then.
I know, like next time you see me, I'll be like rolling in a big
Bro,
truck,
gold chains.
like all chains,
Yeah.
and they'll be like, oh my God, it must be the fact that Danny's playing your new single so much in South Africa. And I'll be like, actually, like with all due respect to Danny, I think it's the Feet Finders call she made. So shout out Danny. And I mean, you'll be taking a cut of the profits anyway. We can talk about
No, it's fine. You know what? Your feet, your things. Live
after.
your best life. Just never change. No matter how rich you become, please never, just never change. So you
Oh, too good.
also have a new single out. It's called Outlaw. Tell me about this. What is this? What do you want us to take from this?
Wow, what a great fitting feet conversation beforehand. I think it's in a nutshell, the song, there's times where I think often in life we as humans are like either trying to fit our feet into shoes too small, or perhaps we're disillusioned and we try and put on shoes too big. And like, I think it's a real art psychologically and spiritually and personally, seeing yourself like as you are. And I mean that actually is a positive thing. But I mean that is like seeing on like the ground which you stand and your shortcomings and the things you do well, and working on yourself in that way. And I think to some degree, I reflected upon the fact about trying to put on shoes too small, like as far as when you come from a busking background, it's hard to lose. You have a certain nostalgia around that time of being this, busker in an old broke down van, and you wear that stripe with pride that you don't have a lot. And maybe nobody like knows who you are, and you're proud to represent that grassroots thing. And I felt like this song was a part of a process of letting go of, I'm so thankful for those times, but also having to say to myself, like, that's not just who I am anymore. As far as that's not what my life is. My life now is touring the world, and things are bigger and different. And not better or worse, just they're like different, and I've grown and I'm growing. And so it's just like a call to it's a call to each of us in our lives to let ourselves grow as well, and take the space we need to stand up for ourselves, to do all those things. And wrote this song sometime in the summer a couple of years ago, and I've been playing it live every night. And it's been so good, and I'm loving playing electric guitar, and it's kind of a bit rocky, and it's just like a nice step in the direction of like continued growth for me musically. And yeah, I'm really stoked with it.
I feel like you're really tapped into the universe, because every time I speak to you, you're giving us a message that we all collectively seem to need to hear. So wherever you're getting this from, just say thanks, please. And thanks to you for being the conduit.
Too sweet, Danny. It's that's I think that's like a perfect way to put it. The way I, people with that kind of say, see on video, you can see me, but like songs and messages, I think we all can. I think in some ways, that's maybe like what we're here to do is that like the messages are there if you listen, and then what's nice for music or poetry is that like if you catch them. And then you bundle them up and you deliver them back out to the world, and hopefully a way that people that you understand, and then you express it, and maybe people understand. And then the real art to me, or like the real wisdom, is like if you can live it out, if you can live out those words, which is there's day plenty of days I fail, and there's some days I get it right, and there's some days that I fail at living out exactly that stuff. But that's my aspiration, and therefore, music is, your doorway to humanity. Like the shows I've played in South Africa and how much I connected with your country and the people. I have been given endless gifts already in my life. in that way. And so yeah, I feel, for lack of a better word, feel blessed for them.
So, Big Issues, Outlaw, new single. You're currently touring America and Canada. Where does the rest of 2024 lead, Ziggy Albert?
So I'm in America right now, and I won't swear on radio.
Please don't.
No, absolutely not. I'm headed to Canada. I'm shortly off back to Europe to keep to be start my European tour. I actually come back to Texas after that and do a second part of a North American tour, and then I headed to Mexico, Japan, and not long after, I deeply hope back to South Africa for tour. I don't know if we're going to manage it in the calendar year 2024, but if not, as you can kind of tell, we're releasing singles from the summer, and we're going to keep releasing songs, which means there's something else that will be coming in due time. And I hope, along with that, that I can, in the true kind of words of a world tour, be back and doing shows in the great South African land. We had such a killer run back to back. I toured twice there, as you know, in 6 months. It was back to back
Yeah.
touring, and I just look forward, such a special energy, because it's no secret that, like, people in South Africa don't get all the artists that everyone gets in Europe or the rest of the world. And even though I'm just like kicking about barefoot doing some acoustic stuff, the reception whenever I come over there is really sweet. And so, yeah, just a big shout out to you guys and the special energy that you guys have over there, and that I'm looking forward to making it back.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna hold you to that for now in South Africa.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah,
Now.
I think now would be better than just now.
I love that you know that. Ziggy Albert, thank you so much for your time. Good luck for the rest of your tour. It sounds hectic, but I feel like you're doing what you love, and so you're not really working that hard.
No, nah, I'm just playing it. I pretend like I'm working hard, but it's the big secret is that it's a great adventure.
Awesome. Ziggy, thank you so much for your time. Shout out for anyone listening that loves you, adores you, wants more from you.
Yes, shout out to all of you guys. Thank you for asking me to come over there and pushing me to kind of take that jump. And Danny, thank you, because you are one of my favorite people to talk with, and you've been from day one pushing my music. So I just appreciate you as well.
Always. Just a fan, and we must use the platforms that we have to uplift each other. Thanks, Siggy.
Yes. All right, I'll talk to you soon.